Good afternoon. I'm Duncan McFadden, 90.7 WFAE News. The special session of the North Carolina General Assembly has convened. Republican lawmakers called the session in response to Charlotte's recently passed expansion of the city's non-discrimination ordinance. Now we know more about the bill being considered. WFAE's Tom Bullock joins me now with details. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Duncan.
So opponents of the non-discrimination ordinance have called it the bathroom bill because it allows transgender individuals to use the bathroom of their choice. Is that addressed in this bill?
Yes, it is, right at the top. Section 1 mandates that for multiple occupancy bathrooms, showers, changing rooms, and the like, everyone must use the facility which corresponds to the sex designated on their birth certificate. This is for grade schools, universities, and all facilities controlled by a town, city, county, or the state. Here in Charlotte, the city has already had a policy allowing transgendered people to use the city facility of their choice, so that policy would be rendered null and void.
But that's not all that this bill would do.
Not by a long shot, Duncan. This bill also delves into employment and contracting practices. Let's start with the minimum wage. The bill would bar cities or counties from imposing their own minimum wage. So any move to establish a local minimum wage higher than the $7.25 an hour federal minimum wage would be a non-starter. This has been done by other cities, such as Seattle, which is phasing in a $15 an hour minimum wage. Cities and counties often have employment rules for companies seeking contracts. This bill also bars counties or municipalities from requiring these companies to pay a higher minimum wage in order to qualify for contracts. And now there is still that federal minimum wage in effect, but this provision also bars requirements like companies provide paid sick leaves to their employees.
So does the bill establish its own non-discrimination standards?
Yes, it does. The protected classes listed there, Duncan, are race, religion, color, national origin, age, biological sex, or handicap by employers which regularly employ 15 or more employees. Now, it does not stipulate what the requirements are for companies with, say, 14 or less employees. And it gives the Human Relations Commission, which is a state-appointed board, the responsibility to preside over any claims of discrimination. Now, what's interesting is since religion is a protected class and the definition of religion is broad, this could be a kind of backdoor Religious Freedom Restoration Act, allowing businesses the right to refuse to serve customers based on the owner's religious beliefs.
Tom, this bill wasn't posted until after the special session began this morning, and it's been criticized by some as being hastily drawn up. Are there any potential landmines in this legislation for the state?
There may be, Duncan, and it goes back to, yes, bathrooms and changing rooms. In April of 2014, the Office of Civil Rights in the U.S. Department of Education issued guidelines which, and these are their words, makes it clear that transgendered students are protected from discrimination under Title IX. Title IX is a federal civil rights law which prohibits discrimination at educational facilities that accept federal dollars, and denying transgendered students from using the facility of their choice may indeed violate that. Department of Education estimates that North Carolina will receive about $4.5 billion in Title IX money this year. Opponents of this bill, including the North Carolina ACLU, say that federal funding could be in question if this becomes law. And a similar concern played out yesterday in Tennessee. There, lawmakers killed a bill which would also require bathrooms be used based on biological sex. They cited fears of losing that Title IX money as one of the reasons the bill died.
There's also a case in Virginia that's been cited in this debate.
That's correct, and it's currently being considered by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. That case involves a transgendered student who is claiming discrimination because he was not allowed to change in the boys' locker room, but was given access to a separate facility at the school. The bill before the North Carolina General Assembly right now would allow for similar accommodations to be made.
And Tom, any idea when this special session might wrap up?
Well, Duncan, they're really pushing to get this bill passed by both the House and Senate today. Then it would go to the governor's desk. Now, McCrory has indicated he supports the so-called bathroom provisions of this bill, but the measure goes far beyond just that, so we'll have to wait and see.
WFAE's Tom Bullock following the special session of the North Carolina General Assembly, convened today to address the recently passed expansion of Charlotte's non-discrimination ordinance. Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.